With Laura Fox.
Podcast. Do you think you could trick your way into winning an Oscar or perhaps convince a billionaire to add you to their will? Well, my next guest has done all the above and more. Max Fosh is a comedian, presenter and internet sensation, and he's come to tell us all about life's loopholes and how he has channeled them into his latest stage show. Max, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
That's no problem at all. You're very welcome to Ireland. How's your experience been so far?
I've loved it. It's been absolutely fab. I have been getting into all of the nitty gritty, the history, everything. I'm just very, yeah, it's awesome to be here. I've never done a show here. So it's lovely to finally be able to do some work and play.
Yeah, I know. You get the best of both worlds. You just mentioned your show there, Loophole. That is your brand new show. It is coming to the Three Olympia on the 27th of September. For anybody listening at home who mightn't know, what can they expect from that show?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of made it my life's mission to try and find loopholes wherever they can be. Like, you know, I managed to find a loophole that meant that I could compete in the Mr. Universe bodybuilding competition. Don't laugh too hard. Yeah, thanks very much.
I'm not.
The guns under here are not quite what they used to be fair. I will give you that. My whole kind of life is about trying to find little ways I can trick and cheat my way into different things. And so the show is about the various different loopholes that I've discovered over my career and, you know, the times I might have gone to trouble for those loopholes. But I also discovered a loophole that I don't think anyone else has realised is actually there. And so I'm using the show to explain what that loophole is to the lovely people of Ireland.
Sorry, this really and truly sounds right up my street because I love a little loophole or, an around or actually I can do this because of XYZ. That sounds phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all, if you put the word technically in there, the world becomes your oyster.
Okay, well, technically, you are no stranger to a live show because you've already toured with your show, Social Butterfly. Loophole is your first international show, however. And, are you excited to meet your worldwide fans?
Yeah, we're calling it a world-ish tour. It's basically NATO countries, I think, at this point.
Sorry, it just sounds very American, you know, they're like, world series, world best. And I'm like, it's just you guys, there's no one else there.
Yeah, I'm very much utilizing the American approach to the word world tour. I'm going obviously the UK, Ireland, we're going to Canada, America, Northern Europe, Australia, New Zealand. There's some conversations about doing a show in China. I'm not sure whether that's going to be dubbed or whether there's going to be subtitles. I don't know. But it's just really, really fun to be able to do shows to different audiences, to different crowds, with different references. So I'm always on my toes trying to come up with, you know, what is the relevant reference to that particular crowd.
That's what I was going to say, because culturally everyone is so different and that's what makes everyone so interesting. So like when you do a different country and a different tour with a different culture, do you try and tailor it to them?
Yeah, absolutely. Otherwise it's just going to... Straight. I have a joke at the moment about Strictly Come Dancing, but I think in America they've no idea what Strictly Come Dancing is or anywhere else in the world. So it's just about kind of like trying to work out whether it still works with Dancing with the Stars.
It absolutely does. You can figure it out, don't you worry. Look, people might be able to tell from your accent, but you are self-admittedly a bit posh. And
yes,
you decided to interview your friends on Nights Out in your series Street Smart. What do you think it was about that series that caught, you know, the internet's attention?
I think people love watching posh people say stupid things. That was
yes,
was
we
like
do.
It was like catnip to the rest of the population. And also, weirdly, posh people as well also loved it. It was kind of like this odd Stockholm syndrome. You're like, yes, make more fun of me. Do it again.
Get in on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can't, honestly, if you can't take the mickey out of yourself, though, you're not living properly.
It, exactly. So yeah, I started doing that, and then it kind of like evolved into sneaking into places. I managed to sneak into London Fashion Week in 2019, pretending to be a model.
Stunning.
I just got friends of mine to take like trigger the flash on cameras, which caused all the paparazzi to swarm around me because they thought I was someone that should be photographed, and then leveraged those photos to like get invited to shows and after parties. And I think I got signed by a modeling agency.
What?
By the end. I just had to be like, sorry, talk to my agent, I'm not interested, and really play the part of a disgruntled model.
Oh my god, I absolutely adore this. You are like, I mean, you've created so much content, and that is your day job as a content creator. You're quite good at it. Do you still have time to make content when you're out on the road, or do you prepare your videos in advance to release them while you're around, or like how does it work for you? Because it's all consuming.
Yeah, I've had to kind of very much backdate and film a lot at the beginning, first half of this year to try and make sure that there's still some stuff that goes out whilst I'm on the road. Because whilst I'm on the road, you're just traveling all the time. You don't really have time to sit down and be like, right, what can we do in this town? But it's been, you know, it's been a lot of fun. We've got some fun videos coming up soon, which includes me performing with the cast of Magic Mike.
To
just one person in the audience, and that person being my best mate's mum. We've got that coming soon. It's just been a case of like, you know, backlogging and make sure that there's still content being posted whilst I'm on the road.
Okay, well, I'm dying to see that one coming out. And I really want to know what your best friend's thoughts are on it. That is absolutely amazing. You have completed so many pranks and challenges. I mean, you told us about a couple of them there. One in particular, though, that I think is really cool is the fact that you hired special forces to beat your friends at paintball. Like, do you have a favourite video that you've made?
I really enjoyed I filmed a video where I took a 98-year-old man on the stag do that he never had. So we went to Amsterdam for the weekend, and you know, we did all the thing. We went on a booze cruise, went paintballing, he was just so excited to be out of the house, and it was so lovely. And gave this kind of wish fulfillment for an elderly gentleman was really good fun.
That's very wholesome as well. That's something that will definitely stay with you forever. Like,
absolutely, and hopefully him forever.
Yeah, I'm unbelievable stuff. Come here and tell me this much now. Like, you know, this is a lot of unique content that you're making. Like, do you find it hard? I know you said that you like backlogged an awful lot of content, but it must be hard remembering to create fresh content for your subscribers all the time.
Yeah, like I've got a great team that I work with back in London, who, you know, we do weekly or every fortnight some idea sessions, and that's basically just four mates of mine who are kind of all in the world of comedy or writing, and we sit there and we just kind of come up with concepts, and there's a bit of an art form to it, whereas it all comes from just, you know, contrast. So if we take the grandpa and the stag do example, like stag do, it's a young man's game. What can we do that's the complete opposite or the juxtaposition of a stag do? What about taking an old guy on a stag do? Magic Mike, sexy men, and me. You see the juxtaposition is there, the contrast is all there. So we do a lot of that, and it allows to suddenly open up the world of like, okay, that we could go down there, we could go down there, and is kind of the cornerstone of how I come up with the vids.
Max, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Max Walsh will be playing the Three Olympia with his brand new show Loophole on Friday the 27th of September 2024. Tickets are still available from ticketmaster.ie.
with Laura Fox Podcast.